Memory lapse. I always told myself that when I hit 50, I was going to discover opera. Not just casually, but full force. Studying the composers, learning Italian, maybe even buying a cape. It seemed like something an older person could really sink his teeth into. That's why I put it off for so long. Then I turned 50, and instead of opera, I discovered swimming. Or rather, I rediscovered swimming. I've known how to do it since I was 10 and took lessons at the Raleigh Country Club. There was a better place, the Carolina Country Club, but I don't believe they admitted Yankees. Jews, either, if my memory serves me correctly. The only blacks I recall were employees, and they were known to everyone, even children, by their first names. The man behind the bar was Ike. You were 11-year-old Mr. Sedaris. The Better Country Club operated on the principle that Raleigh mattered, that its old families were fine ones, and that they needed a place where they could enjoy one another's company without being pawed at. Had we not found this laughable, our country club might have felt desperate. Instead, its attitude was, "Look how much money you saved by not being good enough." I can't speak for the two clubs' golf courses, but their pools were the same size. And on a hot, windless afternoon, you could probably smell them from an equal distance. Chlorine pits is what they were. Chemical baths. In the deep end, my sisters and I would dive for nickels. Toss one in, and by the time we reached it, half of Jefferson's face would be eaten away. Come lunchtime, we'd line up at the snack bar, our hair the texture of cotton candy, our small, burning eyes like little cranberries. My lessons were taken in June 1966, the first year of our membership. By the following summer, I was on the swim team. This sounds like an accomplishment, but I believe that in 1967, anyone could be on the Raleigh Country Club team. All you had to do was show up and wear an orange Speedo. Before my first practice, I put swimming in the same category as walking and riding a bike, things one did to get from place to place. I never thought of how well I was doing them. It was only in competing that an activity became fraught and self-conscious. More accurate.